Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Scarecast. This is Dr. John calling and hosting live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the Sun Fun capital of the world. It's a little cloudy today, but it's still Myrtle Beach, and it's absolutely wonderful. Anyway, glad to have everybody here. Our guest is none other than that great Bigfoot explorer and researcher, Matthew Delve. Matt, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again. It's over here in East Tennessee, it is decent day. It's probably mid to upper 50s. Sunny, so we can't complain over here.
That's what we got, and it's nice. Glad to have you with us. We have a lot of great things coming up. One thing that I wanted to talk about, especially today, coming up is the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. That thing is finally taking shape, and it's going to be held at the end of the first quarter 2019 in Clayton, Georgia, at the Clayton Civic Center. They're excited about having us, Matt, and they're going to help promote, and we're going to have just a great time up there in Clayton, Georgia. That's in the very northeast corner of Georgia, near Clayton is very near the two cities. You always hear it called as Toccoa, Livonia, and Clayton. So, yeah, we're very near Toccoa. We're very near Clemson, South Carolina, probably not more than 35 minutes from Clemson. So we'll have a lot of our friends from South Carolina and North Carolina coming over to the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. I'm thrilled. I love Clayton. It's a nice town. It's a little bit of an artsy town. And apparently they have a lot of artists who are making all kinds of things, including Bigfoot mugs. So, Matt, we'll have to make sure we get you a Bigfoot mug when we head on over to Clayton, Georgia for the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I need one of those. I don't have one of those.
Well,
that's a lot of activity. A lot of great location because the activity of Bigfoot activity, northern Georgia, the lower part of Tennessee, the mountains, that's an excellent area, location, definitely.
Well, it really is. And you know, our event's going to be running 3 days. On Friday, we're going to have a meet and greet with you and actually the list of stars from our event. Angelia Shear will be there. She and Dale will be there. And we're going to have a great time with them. She, of course, is going to be talking on Saturday about the connection between Bigfoot and UFOs, because she's the head of Tennessee MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. So that's going to be a blast. Number two, we're going to have John Dixon, our friend from Irwin, Tennessee. John is one of the nicest people I ever met. He's a preacher. He's a UFO researcher, member of MUFON. So we're just very, very excited about having him there. Next off, we're going to have I will be talking about the correlation between Bigfoot sightings and the Mandela effect. That should be pretty cool. And it's something I have in mind a little bit later on, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be on Russ Keller's show in the U.K. on Revolution Radio. And we're going to be talking about the Georgia Bigfoot Conference and the Mandela effect. So if everybody wants to tune in, check out scarecast.com. There will be a link to it, and it should be a lot of fun. Russ is a great guy. He was a UFO abductee when he was 14 years old in the UK. And I sure do hope that, I sure do appreciate Russ inviting me on his show. And so we've done a little bit of planning. It's going to be a lot of fun. So everybody be sure to join us on that. But anyway, so we've got some really good stuff. And hopefully, David Becerra with Bigfoot Exploration up in Ellijay, Georgia. I believe he and his crew will be joining us as well. We're going to get all that finalized tomorrow, which is December the 31st, and we will be blowing it out to get everybody to the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. And, Matt, you've been doing some Bigfoot research recently. What's been going on with you? I know that the last time I talked to you about it on the air, you had been doing some Bigfoot research with the She Squatchers out there in eastern Tennessee, right in and around the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. So what's been going on with you? Fill us in.
Well, I had we had if you go on Macro's page, you can see the video. We had went out there with the flare, and we had a sighting of something we caught on the flare. It was the heat signature is black, but everything else, your hair, everything else like that is white. And we picked up this image, and we couldn't tell what it, couldn't figure out what it was. It looked like the top part of a shape. It was moving, and it was all white, so it's covered in hair. We know it's covered in hair. And you, as you can see in the FLIR video, that we even turn it towards each other, and you can see our hair color is white. And so as you turn it towards the item or animal that we were looking at, in a way it's shaped kind of like a gorilla head. And what was interesting was when I went back during the daytime to look at the area that we had seen the animal, I went back there, it was like 2 weeks ago, and I looked, and right where that area was at, if something, it's a drop-off, that there could have been something standing, and you could only see the top part of its torso looking over. So that was really interesting. And I looked around, it was really rainy and wet and nasty, and but I'm going to do some more investigating in that area and see the height that that thing would have to be to actually for us to catch the image above that bluff. There's a looks like there was a tree. I'm going to try and match up with the daylight exactly right where it was. But we definitely caught something on the clear. I don't know what it is, but we definitely caught something.
Now, I want to go over something that you said. I want to make sure I heard it correctly. You said that the subject animal or person had white hair. Is that correct?
That showed
a little.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, what? Whenever on the FLIR camera, any type of hair, it doesn't matter what color it is, it will show up white.
Okay, got you. Now, the FLIR camera, that's what we discussed with the She Squatchers, and they use that some in their work up there in northern Minnesota, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yep.
Well, that's great. So now, when do you think that you will be doing that? Because what I'd like to do is when you go up there and do that and get your results, we can do a Scary Cast Expo, kind of like this one. And we can talk a little bit about it if you'd like to. Would you, you know, when you get that done, would you like to come on here and we can do an extra podcast here like we're doing today?
Oh yeah, definitely, most definitely. It's a high
good.
Elevation. Kind of depends on the weather related when I get up there, but I'm hopefully within the next few weeks I'm going to try and get back up there and get a great. A better analysis of what, with size and exactly where it was at and everything. So we'll have something, to work with.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I mean, I think everybody would like to hear about that. And maybe, if you could at least get us some pictures of the area, we could post them on the scarycast.com website.
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
well,
that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some other work that I'm working on. I've got a trail camera set up, and I had it up for, it's still up currently, and no signs of Bigfoot on it yet, but I had it up for like three and a half weeks, and I had 1,049 pictures of wildlife on this camera. So I'm definitely got lots of wildlife in this area. And one thing that really stuck out to me was these coyotes or coy wolves, they look similar to wolves, and they're huge. They're really huge. I thought that was pretty neat, seeing these, because a lot of people think it's a wolf when they first look at it, but I believe it's a hybrid coyote and red wolf that was introduced to the mountains in that area a long time ago that they said bred in with the coyote. But for the most part on that camera, though, I've got skunks, possums, squirrels, rabbits, deer, and the coyotes are half wolf hybrid, whatever they are. Really pretty animals, but huge, a lot bigger than a normal coyote. But for the most part, though, that's all the activity I've had in that area.
Now, how would you rate them as far as danger if you came up against one of those red coyotes? What kind of danger would that be?
Well, I don't think they're dangerous. A lot of people talk about coyotes that attack stuff. All the ones I've come across ever are more scared of me than I am of them. Now, if they're sick or something like that, or maybe even a small child out playing in the yard and they're hungry, then a pack might get it. But they will attack your animals. They will get your animals. That is one thing that they're very hazardous. They just put a bounty actually up in the area that is at to kill all the female coyotes that they can. They got a bounty, I think it was $25 or $50 to kill the female coyotes because the population is so huge up in that area. But the only problem with that is if you kill a coyote, it breaks up packs and they have another litter to replace the one that got killed. That's why the population is growing. And people fail to see that. They just keep doing that, just makes it even worse. But
wow, now that's something that I did not know, and that's very interesting. Would it be DNR, Department of Natural Resources, that would be monitoring that and trying to work to curb that problem?
Yes. I've seen that you can, I believe it was the courthouse up here you had to take them to, if you had a female coyote. But it's hard to tell a female coyote from a male coyote if you're out hunting, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't walk up and say, hey, are you a girl or a boy? You don't do that.
Yep. And they don't have distinct different colors like other animals, you know, how you can tell the difference between a buck and a doe and stuff like that. They don't have, you know, they all look the same pretty much. Maybe the male's a little bit more bulkier or whatever, but it's harder to tell a male and female coyote apart than a male turkey or tom turkey or, you know, other animals.
Gotcha. Well, that's it. I think that's a great piece of information to know, and know that not only are you out there looking for Bigfoot, but you're also affected by certain wildlife management. So there's a lot to what you do. It's not a matter of just walking out there and saying, hey, is there a Bigfoot around here? It doesn't work like that. It takes someone with a lot of experience like you that has been out there and knows how to navigate these problems. It's like, you know, if you want to talk about golf, I can talk to you for 10 hours before you even walk on the course, because there's a lot involved in what goes on. So when you have these very specialized areas, especially hunting Bigfoot, it's not something for amateurs. It's really not. And that's one reason you and I talked last week, and we're putting together some monthly Bigfoot explorations where you can meet with folks and then take them out, explain these things to them. Because, Matt, am I correct? Hunting Bigfoot is not for amateurs. You should not be an amateur and then just go out there and see what you can do. That's a great way to get hurt.
Yes. And one thing, I didn't know if you had seen it or not. I posted it, but in that area that we were at with the me and the Sheesh Watchers, where we had done that night investigation, got the clear footage, there was, I think it was 2 weeks ago, state record black bear got hit not too far from where we were investigating, was hit on the road, vehicle hit it. And state record, this thing was 794 pounds that come out of those woods that we're researching Bigfoot in. So
you got an 800-pound bear, and that is nothing to mess with.
No, it's not. And this thing, I couldn't believe how big it was. I mean, it was the size, a black bear normally, you know, a good-sized black bear is usually around 400 pounds if they're healthy. But this thing, 794 pounds, I mean, it was humongous. I've got pictures on Mecro. It was just unreal. And that's in those woods up there, so the DNA of that bear is probably in there with other bears, so it's probably bigger just as big as bears in there somewhere. I've seen a lot of bear sign up there too. So very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to mess around with bears. I mean, that's just something you don't want. This is not Yogi Bear in Yellowstone Park. It's just not. And people need to be extremely careful. I mean, it's better if you're going to hunt Bigfoot. Let you, the person or the group that wants to hunt Bigfoot, go out with someone that's experienced. And if there's a problem, you can help take care of it. No guarantees, Matt, but, you know, you can help take care of it, things as safe as you can for people. And so that's one thing that true amateurs need to realize. And that's why it's good for us to have conferences like we're having, like the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. We had a lot of real amateurs that were interested, and I saw they were talking to you about what was going on. And when we're down there in Georgia, we're going to have a lot of folks that are interested in Bigfoot and want to go find Bigfoot, if they can, any of us can. But when we go out, you better have somebody experienced, such as yourself, such as Dave Becerra, who knows what they're doing. Because I tell you what, I wouldn't go out, you know, I don't know, I don't mind saying this here on Scarecast. I can go out to a cemetery at 2 in the morning, and I'm not afraid. But I'll tell you what, the average person does not need to go running around in any cemeteries at 2 a.m. You do not know what kind of mess you can get into. Spirits are very much for real. And you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing and knows how to protect things in case something bad were to happen. The paranormal, it's fun. It is wonderful. It's part of life and part of nature. But you have to be careful with what you do. Do you agree, Matt?
I agree. I definitely agree. Another thing about the whole, I've had wildlife conservation classes and stuff, so I learned more about wildlife and tracking and signs of different wildlife. You have to know that, too, when you're out in the woods. If you're looking for something specific, you can't just go out there and think, you know, a lot of people think, oh, this Bigfoot, but you have to know your other wildlife also out there. You've got to be educated on more than just Bigfoot. It has to be the environment itself, the different wildlife in the area, what you're dealing with, you know. A lot of it just have to be educated on wildlife just in general.
Right, and that's what makes hunting Bigfoot. It's fun. It's interesting. It's exciting, but it's dangerous. So people need to always consult with someone like you. They can come to the micro page. They can send a message. I'll make sure not to answer it if it's for you. We'll make sure you get it. So Mountain Empire Cryptid Research Organization is a great resource for people to send messages and try to learn about Bigfoot. I mean, that's what we're all about at Micro, isn't it, Matt?
Yes, it is. And we've even added, since we've added Angelina and any type of UFO experience or anything like that, you can go on there and ask her. She can go to her page, the Tennessee MUFON and Paris Research page. I mean, she's an admin now. She can answer the UFO, the UFO, alien, you know, anything to do with Bigfoot related like that. Any type of questions you have, we have somebody there that could probably answer it or give a good enough reason or help you out or steer you the right way.
That's right, and I'll go ahead and put in a shameless self-plug. If you have a lizard man question, you go to Mountain Empire Cryptid Research Organization, you send a question, I'll find it, and I'll make sure to answer all lizard man questions. Is that okay, Matt?
That is perfect. See, we cover everything. We cover every area. That's
well,
what I like, to have a good team that experts on. May not know this much about this subject, but, hey, we got it covered because we've got you on lizard man or Angelina on UFO alien, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great group. A great group.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I hope people will do it the right way. Become part of a tour. Learn from the best, like Matthew Zelf of Micro. And we've got our first, if you go to page on Facebook, if you have any questions about our upcoming tour, which is the first weekend in February, listen, send us a message. We'll talk to you. We'll let you know what's going on. We will be meeting on Friday night at the Woodbugger Grill and Bar. And that's a lot of fun in and of itself to just go there and hang out with Bigfoot folks. And then Saturday, you know, and Saturday and Sunday we'll be out in the woods. Matt will be out in the woods. I will probably be next to a fireplace because I'm just cold natured. I guess I'm like a lizard man. But I'll be there. I'll be there waiting on all you guys to come back and tell the stories. But it'll be a lot of fun. Well, let's hear what, Matt. It has really been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking with you here on Scary Cat. And I encourage everyone, if you want to get in touch with Matt, talk to him about Bigfoot. Talk to him about some of the things that he's done. He's done a lot. He's really, we don't like to use the word expert in the world of paranormals and cryptids, but Matt's an expert in wildlife. He's the guy that you need to talk to. So always check out MECRO, Mountain Empire Cryptid Research Organization, on Facebook, and give Matt a holler, as we say in the mountains, because I'm from the mountains. And he'll be glad to answer your questions and tell you about the most current research, and come out with him on a tour, because we're going to start running those tours monthly. So, Matt, we'll keep the information going on that. And I want to thank you very much for being here on this issue of Scary Cast. We've got a lot of great things going on. More on that now tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be with Russ Kellett on Russ's Mixed Bag. I am very, very excited to be there. We're going to be talking about, of course, the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, all the folks that are involved, and then we're going to start talking about the Mandela Effect, and there'll be a big shout-out to all my friends from Mandela Effect Closed Group. There are 41,000 of them, and I hope some of them can listen in and find out about some of the work of Dr. Ronald Bryan and how that can explain the Mandela Effect. So, Matt, do you have a parting word for us?
Just be careful out there. If you don't know your area, your wildlife area, get educated on it, and hope everybody has a Happy New Year.
Oh, that's right. We better say Happy New Year, everybody, because that's coming right up. And, Matt, we'll have you back on Scary Cast real, real soon to talk about what's going on up there in the mountains of Virginia and Tennessee. And thanks a lot for being with us. And this is Dr. John saying I'll talk to you later today on Russ's Mixed Bag on Revolution Radio. And we'll talk to you again soon this Thursday night on Scary Cat. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.